Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. Oh, my gosh. There are such great things coming right here to the Twin Cities and beyond here in the great state of Minnesota. Tonight, we're going to start with Artistic Director Caleb McEwen, who is from the Brave New Workshop. I am so glad that you guys are back, man. Really, you are back at it. And with Back to Workshop, your first show is called Back to Workshop or Everything's Fine. Welcome, Caleb. You got to tell me what this name is all about. Back to Workshop or Everything's Fine.
Hello, Gerilyn. I am excited to be back as well, and it is so great to talk to you. The show is about what everyone is experiencing, and that's trying to get back to normal. And the workshop, of course, was closed by executive order back at the beginning of the pandemic, and this is the first show back since that time. So we are very excited to be into production again and having live audiences in the house. We had a fantastic opening night last night, and the show centers around people trying to get back to normal, but the fact that everyone has had a different experience over the last couple of years and everyone is dealing with it in different ways, and we try to find all of the humor in that.
You know, finding the humor in anything right now during this whole COVID 2 years, 2.5 years, it's been really remarkable, but we are back. It really feels like it's normal again. What are you hearing from the audience that came in last night?
The audience had a fantastic time, and I think that everyone found something that they can identify with in the show. And just like you said, it has been really hard to find humor in a lot of the things that have been happening, but that's what the Brave New Workshop has been doing for over 6 decades. We take things that are difficult, and we find the humor in them so that everyone can deal with them just a little bit more effectively. You know, when Dudley Riggs started the theater way back in 1958, his whole point was that he wanted people to laugh and he wanted people to think. And he thought that if he could get enough people together in a room and get them laughing, they would be more comfortable addressing things that maybe were tough subjects. So it's a fun show, and we are excited to have people back in the theater and enjoying a live experience together once again.
And you have a new partnership with Hennepin Theater Trust, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So it's exciting to know that you guys are working with them. They are expanding. They have so many theaters right now. I believe it's either 4 or 5 theaters, and it's exciting that you guys are a part of that. Has it changed you in any way yet?
Well, it is, of course, an honor to be the jewel in the crown of all of those theaters for the Hennepin Theater Trust. I think really everything they have done up to this point has been leading up to adding the Brave New Workshop as part of all of that. you know, not to be too facetious right now, but it has been a lot of fun, and it is exciting. You know, it opens up so many more possibilities. And the biggest thing is that we want people to be able to enjoy theater, enjoy the arts, and be a part of this community.
You know, we have gotten used to, during this hour, hearing about shows that are doing well, but they're only going to stay in town or they're only going to be in the theater for like 3 weeks. And it's amazing that you guys are doing this piece all the way through Saturday, August 6th. And I'm just curious to know, as artistic director, when you made this decision, were you concerned about it? Did you think it might be too long or too short?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the Brave New Workshop has run 52 weeks a year throughout its history. Mm-hmm. So we have always run shows for a long time. And in fact, this run is shorter than a lot of the runs that we were doing previous to the pandemic. So number one, this isn't unusual for us. This is something that we have done in the past. And one thing that I think a lot of people don't understand is that the Brave New Workshop is doing shows every single weekend. I think people look at downtown theater and they think, well, there are these big tours. They come in and they're here for a week or two and it's some group from out of town. But this is something that is created in Minnesota by Minnesotans. It is a national landmark, the oldest, longest running comedy theater in America. And it's happening every single weekend. And, you know, I think that people need to know that that is an option. That is something that you can do any weekend. You can come to downtown Minneapolis and enjoy some of the best comedy the nation has to offer that is created right here on your very doorstep.
Exactly. And of course, Brave New Workshop is a staple here in this state and beyond. And, you know, to even think that you guys could possibly like go away again is absolutely frightening. I mean, you have a brand that people love, and the audience, I'm sure, has told you, please keep going, please keep going. And hopefully you are inspiring others to keep going as well. Are you having relationships with other theaters about the size of yours? Of course, your brand is so different from other theaters, but I'm just curious to know, now that we're all together again, are you starting relationships, new relationships, with even some of the old friends that you had before as part of Brave New Workshop, as far as getting to know people and know what they're doing and supporting them and then supporting you as well?
That is always a goal, yes. You know, we want to be a part of this community. And, you know, to be very honest with you, what we have been doing most recently is just trying to get our operations going again after having been gone for a while. Right. So that has been a focus. But now that the show is up and running, establishing those relationships both within the Hennepin Theater Trust and the larger Minneapolis arts community is a big priority for us. It is something that we look forward to doing. And, yeah, the point is not just for us to be successful and to stick around. We want the tide to raise all boats. And we want this to be a vibrant, successful, enjoyable arts community for everyone.
We want the tides to buoy all of them. It's just so beautiful, beautifully said. I am curious, last question, what about your cast? Were you able to hold on to the cast that all of us, many of us, know a lot about?
The exciting thing is that the cast that is performing this show is the cast that was performing the last show when it was closed. So it's like we picked up right where we left off. It is all new material in this show, but the artists have all come back, and we are very excited and honored by that.
Well, Back to Workshop or Everything's Fine is still playing. It's going to go all the way through Saturday, August 6th of this year, at 824 Hennepin Avenue. And is that in the State Theater office?
No.
Is that in your building, in the building that you had or have?
It is the same place where the Brave New Workshop has been since 2012. It is across the street from the State
awesome.
Theater. And
awesome.
And might I say, just much more regal. It is just a bigger, more regal experience being in the Brave New Workshop space. Anyone who's been in the workshop space, of course, knows that I am joking at this point. We are a smaller, more intimate theater. But We are right across the street from the state and easy to find. So,
Caleb McEwen, it's been a pleasure to speak with you tonight. And I love your positivity, the way you feel about it all. You know that you are back, and we are grateful that you are back. Artistic Director of the Brave New Workshop, Caleb McEwen, thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Take care. My goodness, I got to get over there and see this show. All right, coming up next is Amy Kwanbeck. Do you know her? Have you heard of her? Yeah, she grew up right here in Plymouth. And we're going to talk about what? Moulin Rouge. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ooh, you know this song, right? You love it as much as I do. I don't even know what it all means, but I know what some of it means. Yeah, so that's the only reason why I don't sing that song. But I will tell you this. I am so excited tonight to talk about a show that is coming on Wednesday. It opens on Wednesday the 18th. We're talking Moulin Rouge. Moulin Rouge. Now, I don't know about you, but I loved this movie by Baz Luhrmann. And I am telling you, I was watching it all the time. I had a chance to see it in the theaters. I had a chance to see it on television. I love this show. So for it to come, you don't have to ask me, am I going? I am absolutely gonna go because it is remarkable. Remember this? Truth, beauty, freedom, love. Welcome to Moulin Rouge. I remember them talking truth and beauty and freedom and love throughout the movie, and it just really moved me. Well, guess who's joining us tonight? Amy Kwanbeck. And she grew up in Plymouth and attended Wayzata High School and danced her way throughout the metro and Minnesota Dance Theater, Genesis Dance Company, Summit Dance Shop, and Plymouth Playhouse, and in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular as a youth. She went on to perform in productions like Wicked, The Cher Show, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Welcome, Amy. It is so great to have you join us tonight.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be talking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure. You are the dance captain, if I'm not right. And is it swing that you work with the you're in it, and you also work with others, right?
Yeah. So as the dance captain, my job is to uphold the integrity of all the choreography in the show by watching and noting, and that could include creating and running lift calls. We have a very partner-heavy show, and I would teach understudies and other swings the choreography to go into their new roles that they cover. And the other part of my job is being a swing, which means that I'm not on stage full-time, but that I'm ready to go on for the 6 heels tracks, as well as Arabia or Nini in case they were to be out for a vacation or an injury or a sickness or anything else.
Having one of our own be a part of this as a dance captain, we're really just proud of you, first of all. And second of all, this is happening at the Orpheum Theater, of course, and the Bank of America Broadway on Hennepin season. And this is opening on Wednesday, and it goes through June 5th. When all of them come into town and come to make this happen, it is quite remarkable how quickly it happens. So tell me how long you've been rehearsing, or are you just getting started? I mean, your part.
Of course. So as a show, you know, we started rehearsals in February in New York City and had a rehearsal process there and then went to Chicago. And that was our first stop on tour, but it was also where we teched the show. So we got to go through the process of getting everyone, the lights focused and having the show switch from a rehearsal mode to a stage mode, which spacing might change, choreography and directing choices change. And so we went through a preview process as well, where we have audiences and the creative team gets feedback as to things that work and things that they want to work on. And so we got to have that process in Chicago. And meanwhile, while that's all happening, those of us that are not on stage are rehearsing backstage or in the rehearsal room and trying to prep ourselves so that inevitably when we go on, we feel prepared and confident. And so now the show has been running, I think we've had something like 70 shows thus far in Chicago. And so while it will be our first performance in Minneapolis, it will, you know, we've now gotten to see what this show is and how awesome it can be. And it'll obviously be a little bit different as far as backstage. There's some traffic that might change, and our new local crew members that we are always so grateful to have will learn the show and help facilitate, you know, the backstage magic and the costume changes and the wig changes and all of that. So that will kind of be trained. They're there already in Minneapolis working on that, loading the show into the theater and really doing all of that legwork so that when we arrive, we can run a couple of moments and then otherwise put on a great show starting Wednesday.
I was so excited to have you join me tonight as the dance captain, because here's the thing. The movie itself was overwhelmingly, I mean, part of it was dancing, right? I mean, it was throughout the entire piece. And so to know that these dancers are going to be on stage, have you had to make certain adjustments when it comes to how the dancers will move, or are you doing it just like it was in the film?
You know, I think what's incredible about this show is that it beautifully honors and pays almost like homage to the movie and what people love about the movie, and takes a really beautiful new take on like what this show can mean to this generation and how the choreography can feel innovative and new. And also, again, like I mentioned, like pay tribute to what it was. And Sonia Tai's choreography is challenging and dynamic and sensual and ferocious, and it's really a joy to do on stage, and it's exciting to watch.
Do you know if this is for young people, or what is the age of children that can come and see this particular piece at the historic Orpheum Theater?
Oh yeah, I mean it's a spectacle, and so even if the concepts are adult appropriate, the mm-hmm. excitement of the show and the colors and the story is still all about some really beautiful and grounded concepts and based on those pillars. And I had one of my really sweet students come see the show, and she's 7 and loved it and had a great time. And honestly, I think some of the stuff went over her head, and then otherwise she just really loved, like what you said, the exciting dancing and the spectacle and the extravagant beauty that of this world that our designers created, so that when you step into the theater, you really feel like you're transported.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I really hope I have that same feeling when I watch the movie. I don't expect it to be the same, but I am just so excited that it came. It's coming to Minneapolis. This is so awesome. I am telling everyone I can think of, please go and see Moulin Rouge. So I hope I get to meet you afterwards. I'll be there, I think, on the 20th, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, Amy, and knowing that you are one of our own here in the Twin Cities, and lived in and worked, went to school at Wayzata High School. I'm telling you, we're always so proud. We just stand a little taller when it's one of our own. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I feel so proud to bring this show back and have it feel a little bit like my homecoming, because I've not played the Orpheum or performed in Minnesota as an adult. And so to come back, especially with such an incredible piece and group of people, is really exciting. And I feel proud on both sides. I feel proud to show off Minnesota and where I grew up and where I love and where my family and friends are, and also proud of the show that I get to share with my community.
Amy Quanbeck, it was such a pleasure to have you on tonight. Dance Captain, doing swing and so much more. Thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Jolynn. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. The interesting thing, you guys, about this particular piece, those that don't really know a whole lot about it, is that it's set in Paris at the turn of the 20th century. I mean, think about that. And that's amidst the glamorous, garnish, and gaudy underworld of the Moulin Rouge. And I had a chance to visit Moulin Rouge in Paris when I was there. And I went by myself. And I cannot tell you, it really is how they describe it, right? So I'm excited to see it and to, you know, reminisce on my time that one night at Moulin Rouge. There were things I expected to happen that didn't happen, and then there were things that happened that just blew my mind. So if you ever are in Paris, you know, get together, find someone, even if you go by yourself. I found a whole group of women from Texas. And to tell you the truth, what was really strange, I went over to say, hello, I'm from Minnesota. Where are you guys from? And one of them said, you sound like a woman that's on that, what's that show, Prairie something? And I said, Prairie Home Companion? They said, yeah, her name is Steely or something. And they knew who I was. And I cried because I was by myself. I was so excited to meet some people from our country in Paris to go see Moulin Rouge. So when you go, check it out, and I'll see you at the Orpheum Theater, hopefully soon. All right, we'll take a break and come back with our next guest, Chris Castino, and he's going to join us to talk about his new release coming up this week at the Ice House. I know you're wondering, who is this that's singing right now, right? Well, his name is Chris Castino, and on his website it says that he started playing in the Minnesota-based jam band, The Big Woo, when he was only 19 years old, and they became a national touring act by 1998. And craziness ensued for close to a decade, and he is joining us tonight, releasing a brand new album, and I'm sure he is very excited to talk about it. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm Miss Geraldine. It's a pleasure and an honor to be talking with you. You're one of my favorites, and I know we only have a few minutes, but I wish I could talk to you for much longer. So, thank you for playing some of my bluegrass music. Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Is that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because you've kind of delved into different genres of music over your career. Am I correct with that?
You are. Yeah, you are correct. The Big Woo has been around for quite a long time, and we did, as you said, we toured, you know, coast to coast for a good few years, and you know, I would call that a jam band. Americana jam band, to be specific. And we have that, I think with the common denominator with that band was our love of the Grateful Dead. Now, before people think anything, make any value judgments about us as fans of the Grateful Dead, hold on, because really it was the Grateful Dead's ability to take from the musical history of our country, really, and take different things and incorporate them into their own original music. And, you know, Lord knows they played and toured, you know, for forever. So
right.
I really loved their ability to play folk music, rock music, ragtime, blues, you know, all that stuff. They were really good. Jerry Garcia was really good. So, at synthesizing those styles. And so that's what drew me in. And the Big Woo, I think with, some of the songs that I wrote, tried to do that. We were always playing different kinds of music that we liked, just as a just for the pleasure of it and the challenge of it. So, so I've been able to write many different genres over the years, and the bluegrass one is my latest endeavor.
You know, it's interesting. I never really understand what Americana is. It keeps changing when I talk to different artists. So bluegrass is definitely a part of Americana, but what else is a part of Americana? How do you see being called Americana?
Yeah, I agree with you. It does change, and it's a little confusing, but I think all music genres can be difficult. But here's what I will say. I actually don't know if I would put bluegrass into Americana necessarily, because I do think Americana music is contemporary music that draws on roots music, such as blues, bluegrass, mm-hmm. folk, even, of course, jazz music and its solid roots, too.
Really?
Even R&B, even early R&B, I think, finds its way into Americana. I do. I think it is, like I said, I think it's a combination. It's groups that can combine those things. Now, that people might not agree with me, because you will see artists that are more mainstream, like kind of country, and they'll be solidly in the Americana genre. But I guess I'm just saying that that's what I mean when I say Americana. I don't know what other people mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know either, but thank you so much for giving us your thoughts on that. You know, I'm curious about this new album of yours, and to talk about how releasing that, what it feels like after all of these years of working in these bands and coming up with music. I'm just curious to know, what was that process like for you this time?
I've been on a journey of trying to do more in the studio and work on my studio game. For so long, the Big Woo actually only recorded about, you know, 5 or 6 studio records throughout our, you know, 20 years of being mm-hmm. professional. But we played a lot. We played thousands of shows, as you have. And, recording music is something I really wanted to do more of. And then certainly when COVID happens, then I saw that as an opportunity to do something, and I thought it would be writing music. And as I have said to other people, it's like the writing music really takes a lot of my soul and focus. And during COVID, my kids were at home, and I didn't have that focus to sit down and write. There was so many distractions. Everything was so new and different, as we all know.
That's
so fine. I thought, well, I want to do something. Okay, let's record. As much as the logistics of recording was challenging, you know, we were getting tested. This was the bluegrass record was pre-vaccination, so we had to be careful. But you did it.
You absolutely did it. So here you are on May 19th, Thursday, May 19th. You're going to be performing at the Ice House. Awesome location and awesome place. $25 in advance, $30 day of show. 5 p.m. the show, doors open. 8 p.m. is showtime, and it's for all ages. Now, from the album that you recorded, someone that I really, really care about. I think she is wonderful. I worked with her at More Creative Talent, and her name is Jill Michelson, and I think she has a fabulous voice. And I know I believe she was part of your album as well, correct?
Yes, she was. So thank you. Yeah, I love Jill so much. She was, I think she said she was your agent for a moment, as she was
she
my
was.
Agent at More Creative as well. My dad.
Kidding.
yeah. Yeah,
wow, he was, small world.
My parents were in the nightclub scene in the 70s and late 60s, the Edgewater 8, and played at places like the Steamboat Inn and McGuire's. And these are all these old clubs and these nightclubs in around town. But yeah, Jill's the best. She recorded on the album Brazil. So this is before the bluegrass. So the album I'm finally releasing on Thursday is the album that was supposed to drop essentially the week that everything got shut down in 2020. The bluegrass record is what I did in the meantime, but this is the record that never came out. So we're very excited. Jill will be there. We're very excited to finally play.
Oh, Jill will be there too. I might have to stop on in, dude, and check it out. So you must be so excited that it's finally time for this album. And now that you've released it, how do you feel about it? Do you say, okay, I'm going back into the studio and start recording immediately? Or do you say, I'm taking a break?
I love the studio so much. I've grown to love it. And the challenges are I love to take on. But it's been so long since we've been able to perform, right? I mean, I kind of want to do that right now.
Right. And just me too.
yeah, I can. Let's do that for a while.
Yeah, I just love performing, and it was really tough during COVID. So I want to say congratulations to you, Chris. Again, the album release show is this week at Ice House on Thursday, May 19th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I know you're wondering, who is this that's singing right now, right? Well, his name is Chris Castino, and on his website it says that he started playing in the Minnesota-based jam band, The Big Woo, when he was only 19 years old, and they became a national touring act by 1998. And craziness ensued for close to a decade, and he is joining us tonight, releasing a brand new album, and I'm sure he is very excited to talk about it. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm Miss Sherilyn. It's, first of all, it's a pleasure and an honor to be talking with you. You're one of my favorites in it, and I know we only have a few minutes, but I wish I could talk to you for much longer. So, thank you for playing some of my bluegrass music. Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Is that?
Yeah. Was going to ask you that, because you've kind of delved into different genres of music over your career. Am I correct with that?
You are. Yeah, you are correct. The Big Woo has been around for quite a long time, and we did, as you said, we toured coast to coast for a good few years, and I would call that a jam band. Americana jam band, to be specific. And we have that, I think with the common denominator with that band was our love of the Grateful Dead. Now, before people think anything, make any value judgments about us as fans of the Grateful Dead. Hold on, because really it was the Grateful Dead's ability to take from the musical history of our country, really, and take different things and incorporate them into their own original music. And, you know, Lord knows they played and toured, you know, for forever. So
right.
I really loved their ability to play folk music, rock music, ragtime, blues, you know, all that stuff. They were really good. Jerry Garcia was really good. So at synthesizing those styles. And so that's what drew me in. And the Big Woo, I think, with some of the songs that I wrote, tried to do that. We were always playing different kinds of music that we liked, just as a for the pleasure of it and the challenge of it. So so I've been able to write many different genres over the years, and the bluegrass one is my latest endeavor.
You know, it's interesting. I never really understand what Americana is. It keeps changing when I talk to different artists. So bluegrass is definitely a part of Americana, but what else is a part of Americana? How do you see being called Americana?
Yeah, I agree with you. It does change, and it's a little confusing, but I think all music genres can be difficult. But here's what I will say. I actually don't know if I would put bluegrass into Americana necessarily, because I do think Americana music is contemporary music that draws on roots music, such as blues, bluegrass, mm-hmm. folk, even, of course, jazz music and its solid roots, too.
Really?
Yeah, even R&B, even early R&B, I think finds its way into Americana. I do. I think it is, like I said, I think it's a combination. It's groups that can combine those things. Now, that people might not agree with me, because you will see artists that are more mainstream, like kind of country, and they'll be solidly in the Americana genre. But I guess I'm just saying that to me, that's what I mean when I say Americana. I don't know what other people mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know either, but thank you so much for giving us your thoughts on that. You know, I'm curious about this new album of yours, and to talk about how releasing that, what it feels like after all of these years of working in these bands and coming up with music. I'm just curious to know, what was that process like for you this time?
I've been on a journey of trying to do more in the studio and work on my studio game. For so long, the Big Woo actually only recorded about, you know, 5 or 6 studio records throughout our, you know, 20 years of being mm-hmm. professional. But we played a lot. We played thousands of shows, as you have. And, so the, recording music is something I really wanted to do more of. And then certainly when COVID happens, then I saw that as an opportunity to do something, and I thought it would be writing music. And as I have said to other people, it's like the writing music really takes a lot of my soul and focus. And during COVID, my kids were at home, and I didn't have that focus to sit down and write. There was so many distractions. Everything was so new and different, as we all know.
That's
so
funny.
I thought, well, I want to do something. Let's record. And as much as the logistics of recording was challenging, you know, we were getting tested. This was the bluegrass record was pre-vaccination, so we had to be careful. And but it was such
but
a
you
great
did
escape
it.
From all of it.
Yeah,
we did
and
it.
You did
yeah.
it. You absolutely did it. So here you are on May 19th, Thursday, May 19th. You're going to be performing at the Ice House, awesome location and awesome place. $25 in advance, $30 day of show. 5 p.m. the show doors open. 8 p.m. is showtime, and it's for all ages. Now, from the album that you recorded, someone that I really, really care about. I think she is is wonderful. I worked with her at More Creative Talent, and her name is Jill Michelson, and I think she has a fabulous voice. And I know she, I believe she was part of your album as well, correct?
Yes, she was. So, thank you. Yeah, I love Jill so much. And she was, I think she said she was your agent for a moment, and she was my agent at More Creative as well. My dad.
Kidding.
Wow,
he was, small world.
My parents were in the nightclub scene in the 70s and late 60s, the Edgewater 8, and played at places like the Steamboat Inn and McGuire's. And these are all these old clubs and these nightclubs in around town. But yeah, Jill's the best. She recorded on the album Brazil. So this is before the bluegrass. So the album I'm finally releasing on Thursday is the album that was supposed to drop essentially the week that everything got shut down in 2020. The bluegrass record is what I did in the meantime, but this is the record that never came out. So we're very excited. Jill will be there. We're very excited to finally play.
Oh, Jill will be there too. I might have to stop on in, dude, and check it out. So you must be so excited that it's finally time for this album. And now that you've released it, how do you feel about it? Do you say, okay, I'm going back into the studio and start recording immediately? Or do you say, I'm taking a break?
I love the studio so much. I've grown to love it. And the challenges are I love to take on. But it's been so long since we've been able to perform, right? I mean, I kind of want to do that right now.
Right. And just me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I can. Let's do that for a while.
Yeah, I just love performing, and it was really tough during COVID. So I want to say congratulations to you, Chris. Again, the album release show is this week at Ice House on Thursday, May 19th, $25 in advance, $30 day of show, 5 p.m. the doors open, 8 p.m. the show starts to happen, and it's for all ages. You can bring your teenagers out, even your small ones if you want to. Do I have that right, Chris?
Yeah, I think my kids will be there if they.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, they. Awesome. Yes, they will. They will.
Well, congratulations on this album, finally getting it out there, and I look forward to meeting you one day, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, so much, Geraldine. I appreciate it.
You take care. And of course, for those of you listening, if you want to know more about Chris Castino, just go to chriscastino.com. That's spelled C-H-R-I-S for Chris and C-A-S-T-I-N-O for Castino.com. We'll be back. The album is called In It to Win It, and the song you're listening to is called Idle Down. The artist, Becky Capel. If you don't know who she is celebrating her new Americana album with special guests Faith Boblett and Turn. So how about that? This is all happening on Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Turf Club at 1601 University Avenue West, St. Paul. And she's joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Becky.
Hi there.
Hey, now, how you doing with your new album coming out?
I'm feeling pretty darn good.
Yeah,
really
right?
Exciting.
You know, to any musician or a singer, let me tell you, it feels so good to release what is in your heart. And I'm just wondering what your process is like when you finally say, okay, I've got the songs I want to do. I've created them. I know what I want to do with it, and let's do it. How does that process go for you?
Well, it's very gradual. There's no hard and fast decisions. All three records I've made now have been sort of a recorded really over a couple years' time, and this one was no different. And most of this one was recorded over COVID, but I don't think if it hadn't been COVID, I don't think we would have done it any faster.
So true. So, well, you are releasing this anticipated new album called In It to Win It. How did you get to that title?
Well, it is one of the tracks on the record, a song called In It to Win It. And the line from that song that comes from is, if there's a prize being given to the biggest fool, I'm in it to win it. It's what I do. So
that's pretty good.
That's sort of the story of my life.
Well, it says here, the release is a perfect mix of tender country, vibey grooves, and classic rock and roll. Tell me more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is. It's I love country music, and that's kind of my true love and kind of where I started out from. But you know, as you're, I'm not an old country music artist. So when I write songs now, they tend to have morphed into more of a, I guess more like an early rock and roll sound, really, in some ways. But I'm not going for that. But I think it just kind of sounds that way. So yeah. A nice
yeah,
vibe.
When it comes out of us, it just comes out of us. It kind of surprises us, right? All of a sudden, we'll sing something. I go, "Oh my gosh, where did that come from?" Right? So here you are.
Oh, absolutely.
You started late in life learning guitar and moving forward with who you are and what you wanted to do. And I'm just curious to know about: do you still have the same love for the guitar that you did at 42?
Oh, well, when I was 42, I did not have a great love for it. I just had picked it up and was strumming badly and trying to teach myself a few chords. And I always say I knew that if I learned G, C, and D, that I could play almost anything I wanted. So I learned those three first. And I really just started playing guitar just to accompany. I've always loved to sing. And when I was much younger, I did sing in a few bands. But then gave all that up when I, you know, had kids and a full-time job and all that sort of thing. So my son was a guitar player as a teenager, and it just sort of inspired me to go, yeah, I forgot about music. And so I started just strumming, and that's how melodies came into my head. And then then words came into my head. And yes, like you say, it just kind of happens to you sometimes. And that is exactly what happened. So I'm not very prolific as a songwriter anymore, but they still come through me every once in a while. So
yeah, absolutely. I've been plenty of them came through you, because here you are releasing a new album. So tell us, what has been your favorite part of releasing the album? Building all of the songs, writing the songs. You went back and even retrieved a few other songs that you had written, and here you are about to release it. So that has got to be so exciting. Is there anything that's unnerving for you as an artist with a brand new album coming out?
Well, I think, you know, in a way it's funny. The thing that's most unnerving to me is if I feel like I don't give it its due diligence. And so I'm really happy to be, I've been working with Ellen Stanley, who I think you know, and she's just really helped me kind of focus on, you know, getting the word out, which is what we're talking about right now. and so I'm glad that I'm pushing through and doing that, because, you know, sometimes you put a lot of effort into a record and then it just kind of, you know, sits, and not everybody, you know, a lot of people don't get to hear it. And so I'm just hoping people get to hear it mostly.
Most of my siblings write songs, and I am one that doesn't. I wrote one song in my entire life, right? But I make up songs all the time, and I keep saying I should really do something with that. When you say to yourself, okay, this is about to come out and I'm going to have a ball, who do you want on stage with you? The band members, other singers? Tell me what putting it all together is like.
Well, the band members in this case are mostly guys that I've played with for the past, you know, few years, but also not everybody that played on the record is going to be on stage, but a bunch of them. So I've got Paul Burgeon plays guitar with me and has for past few years, and he actually produced the record and my last record as well, meaning that he's the one that really came up with the sound. His guitar work that he puts on, you know, that he does, is just kind of really defines, I think, my sound. So without him, I'm nothing. But
yeah, I understand. But let me tell you, people are really looking at you and saying, hey, she's amazing. And you're not just up and coming. People are really excited about your album. So congratulations to you, Becky. I really wish you well. Do you have a big event coming up here? I think we talked about Turf Club, and that is on May 21st at 7:30. Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there are, and it's going to be a great night. Yes, Faith Boblett and Turn are going to be opening the night, and it's going to be a really fun show. So, yes, there are tickets, and I think they're $15 ahead of time and probably $20 at the door.
Well, have the time of your life, because you did this. You did this. Congratulations, darling.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Becky. I look forward to having you on again. You take care of yourself.
All right, you too, Geraldine. All right, thanks a lot.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that kind of wraps it up for Center Stage. But can I just say very quickly that it is amazing that we have all of this amazing talent right here in the great state of Minnesota. That's it for us for Center Stage. Of course, Michael Battle is going to join us tonight in the 10 o'clock hour for the Mom and Michael Hour. You do not want to miss it. So stay tuned. We're going to have a blast. Jonathan, you're going to get in on this too, dude. We'll be back. The album is called In It to Win It, and the song you're listening to is called Idle Down. The artist, Becky Capel. If you don't know who she is celebrating her new Americana album with special guests Faith Boblett and Turn. So how about that? This is all happening on Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Turf Club at 1601 University Avenue West, St. Paul. And she's joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Becky.
Hi there.
Hey, now, how you doing with your new album coming out?
I'm feeling pretty darn good.
Yeah,
really
right?
Exciting.
You know, to any musician or a singer, let me tell you, it feels so good to release what is in your heart. And I'm just wondering what your process is like when you finally say, okay, I've got the songs I want to do. I've created them. I know what I want to do with it, and let's do it. How does that process go for you?
Well, it's very gradual. There's no hard and fast decisions. All three records I've made now have been sort of a recorded really over a couple years' time, and this one was no different. And most of this one was recorded over COVID, but I don't think if it hadn't been COVID, I don't think we would have done it any faster.
So true. So, well, you are releasing this anticipated new album called In It to Win It. How did you get to that title?
Well, it is one of the tracks on the record, a song called In It to Win It. And the line from that song that comes from is, if there's a prize being given to the biggest fool, I'm in it to win it. It's what I do. So
that's pretty good.
That's sort of the story of my life.
Well, it says here, the release is a perfect mix of tender country, vibey grooves, and classic rock and roll. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's I love country music, and that's kind of my true love and kind of where I started out from. But, you know, I'm not an old country music artist. So when I write songs now, they tend to have morphed into more of a, I guess more like an early rock and roll sound, really, in some ways, but I'm not going for that, but I think it just kind of sounds that way. So yeah. A nice
vibe. When it comes out of us, it just comes out of us. It kind of surprises us, right? All of a sudden, we'll sing something. I go, "Oh my gosh, where did that come from?" Right? So here you are.
Oh, absolutely.
You started late in life learning guitar and moving forward with who you are and what you wanted to do. And I'm just curious to know about: do you still have the same love for the guitar that you did at 42?
Oh, well, when I was 42, I did not have a great love for it. I just had picked it up and was strumming badly and trying to teach myself a few chords. And I always say I knew that if I learned G, C, and D, that I could play almost anything I wanted. So I learned those three first. And I really just started playing guitar just to accompany. I've always loved to sing. And when I was much younger, I did sing in a few bands. But then gave all that up when I, you know, had kids and a full-time job and all that sort of thing. So my son was a guitar player as a teenager, and it just sort of inspired me to go, I forgot about music. And so I started just strumming, and that's how melodies came into my head, and then words came into my head. And yes, like you say, it just kind of happens to you sometimes, and that is exactly what happened. So I'm not very prolific as a songwriter anymore, but they still come through me every once in a while. So
yeah, absolutely. And plenty of them came through you, because here you are releasing a new album. So tell us, what has been your favorite part of releasing the album? Building all of the songs, writing the songs. You went back and even retrieved a few other songs that you had written, and here you are about to release it. So that has got to be so exciting. Is there anything that's unnerving for you as an artist with a brand new album coming out?
Well, I think
You know, in a way, it's funny. The thing that's most unnerving to me is if I feel like I don't give it its due diligence. And so I'm really happy to be, I've been working with Ellen Stanley, who I think you know, and she's just really helped me kind of focus on, you know, getting the word out, which is what we're talking about right now. And so I'm glad that I'm pushing through and doing that, because, you know, sometimes you put a lot of effort into a record and then it just kind of, you know, sits and not everybody, you know, a lot of people don't get to hear it. And so I'm just hoping people get to hear it mostly.
Most of my siblings write songs, and I am one that doesn't. I wrote one song in my entire life, right? But I make up songs all the time, and I keep saying I should really do something with that. When you say to yourself, okay, this is about to come out and I'm going to have a ball, who do you want on stage with you? The band members, other singers? Tell me what putting it all together is like.
Well, the band members in this case are mostly guys that I've played with for the past, you know, few years, but also not everybody that played on the record is going to be on stage, but a bunch of them. So I've got Paul Bergen plays guitar with me and has for past few years, and he actually produced the record and my last record as well, meaning that he's the one that really came up with the sound. His guitar work that he puts on, you know, that he does, is just kind of really defines, I think, my sound. So without him, I'm nothing. But
yeah, I understand. But let me tell you, people are really looking at you and saying, hey, she's amazing. And you're not just up and coming. People are really excited about your album. So congratulations to you, Becky. I really wish you well. Do you have a big event coming up here? I think we talked about Turf Club, and that is on May 21st at 7:30. Are there still tickets available?
Yes, there are, and it's going to be a great night. Yes, Faith Boblett and Turn are going to be opening the night, and it's going to be a really fun show. So, yes, there are tickets, and I think they're $15 ahead of time and probably $20 at the door.
Well, have the time of your life, because you did this. You did this. Congratulations, darling.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Becky. I look forward to having you on again. You take care of yourself.
All right, you too, Geraldine. All right, thanks
all
a lot.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that kind of wraps it up for Center Stage. But can I just say very quickly that it is amazing that we have all of this amazing talent right here in the great state of Minnesota. That's it for us for Center Stage. Of course, Michael Battle is going to join us tonight in the 10 o'clock hour for the Mom and Michael Hour. You do not want to miss it. So stay tuned. We're going to have a blast. Jonathan, you're going to get in on this too, dude. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.